This is WSHU's After All Things, with daily news and culture from around Long Island Sound. Officials in the region warn about the threat of tick and mosquito-borne illnesses. Governor Hochul says she's reviewing options after New York's climate law was struck down. The most advanced form of radiation treatment for cancer will soon be available in Connecticut. Plus, forest researchers anticipate a slow start to our region's fall colors. Those stories and more are coming up. I'm Sabrina Garone. As the school year begins, doctors from Eastern Long Island are urging parents to make tick bite prevention a regular part of the curriculum. WSHU's Desiree DiOrio has more.
School-age children have the highest rate of Lyme disease of any age group, according to the CDC. That's because they're closer to the ground where ticks live, and they're more likely to spend time outdoors, on playgrounds and sports fields. Andrew Handel is with Stony Brook Children's Hospital.
As our children head back to the classroom and summer winds down, it is a dangerous misconception that the tick risks disappear.
Handel says applying insect repellent to kids' clothes and checking them for ticks daily from head to toe can help prevent tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease. Suffolk County led the state in Lyme disease cases in 2024, with over 3,100, according to Health Department data. Desiree DiOrio, WSHU News.
West Nile virus is back in Connecticut. WSHU's Molly Ingram was at the Connecticut Agricultural Experimentation Station today and has this report on how to stay safe.
The mosquito-borne illness has been found in Connecticut every year since 1999, and 80% of people who contract it are asymptomatic. Around 20% develop West Nile fever, which comes with body aches, joint pain, and headaches. Lieutenant Governor Susan Bisewitz has these tips.
You can mitigate and reduce the risk by removing standing water on your property, by limiting the amount of time that you spend outside during dusk and dawn, because that is their highest level of activity. You can also use insect repellent and wear long sleeves and long pants when you're outside.
In 2025, only 6 cases of West Nile virus were reported in Connecticut. There have been 2 in the last week. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says the state is reviewing its options after a federal judge struck down the state's Climate Change Superfund Act. The 2024 law sought to collect $75 billion from fossil fuel and other companies believed to be responsible for greenhouse gas emissions. Blair Horner is senior policy advisor for the New York Public Interest Research Group. He's urging the state to appeal.
If this ruling stands, then New Yorkers or New York taxpayers are out somewhere in the neighborhood of $75 billion that they're going to get either in increased taxes or reduced services or both. And so that is the stark reality of this court decision.
A coalition of mostly Republican-led states and business groups sued to block the law, and eventually the Justice Department joined the effort. In a statement, the DOJ said it acted to, quote, protect American energy from state overreach. Getting excited for fall? You may have to wait a little longer for our region to be in its full, colorful glory. That story is coming up.
Your favorite WSHU shows are always within reach with the WSHU app. Stream news, music, and podcasts anytime. Check playlists with a tap and take us wherever you go. Got something to share? Send us feedback right in the app. Download the WSHU app free on the App Store or Google Play.
2 Suffolk County men allegedly stole a flock camera in Syosset. Police say they found and arrested the 2. They're charged with grand larceny and criminal mischief. It comes as people across the country have been vandalizing or destroying the widely unpopular cameras. Union officials reached a deal with a New Haven area bus company. It came just days before shuttle bus drivers from Yale and Southern Connecticut State University were set to go on strike. Both parties neared an agreement in May, but it fell apart after graduation. Former Long Island Congressman George Santos has been banned for life from prediction market Kalshi. The ban comes after Santos reportedly violated the site's terms of service to bet on his own appearance at the State of the Union. Santos is the first user to receive a lifetime ban. The most advanced form of radiation treatment for cancer will soon be available in Connecticut. WSHU's Molly Ingram visited the state's soon-to-open Proton Center and has this report.
Proton therapy is a highly precise treatment for tumors. It minimizes damage to healthy tissue and has fewer side effects than other treatments. There are only 52 proton centers in the country. That's because the machine itself is massive, 55 tons, and expensive to build and maintain. Charles Rutter is a radiation oncologist. He will serve as the center's assistant medical director.
So the Proton Center represents a quantum leap in the technology that we have here in Connecticut.
The center in Wallingford is a partnership between the state's two largest hospital systems, Hartford Healthcare and Yale New Haven Health. They'll start treating patients in the coming months. Molly Ingram, WSHU News.
Forest researchers are anticipating a slow start to New York and New England's fall foliage season, leading to extended and vibrant colors across the landscape. The New York Public News Network's Pat Bradley reports.
Yankee Magazine has issued its prediction for the upcoming fall foliage season. Leaf peepers are expected to see tree canopies with bright colors. The magazine's fall foliage forecaster, Jim Salgi, explains how he calculates the season's potential.
There's a number of things that go into it, but really in August, we're trying to assess how healthy the forest is at this point in the year. And this year, we've come out of the drought really successfully in New England, and we've had a lot less insect pressures and funguses. So we're really optimistic about what this year may bring.
Vermont Department of Forest, Parks and Recreation Forest Health Program Manager Josh Hallman expects a good foliage season in Vermont.
For most of the growing season, we had good rain, and trees have been healthy. August has been a little drier, so we're starting to see some stressed trees showing a little bit of color already, but that's typical. And again, this year we're seeing that in certain locations, not everywhere.
A drought impacted areas of New England last year. Salgi says while the multi-state region has mostly rebounded, there are still places that have significant groundwater deficits that may affect color.
Eastern Massachusetts, the coast of Maine, they're a little bit more dry than we'd like going into the season. But overall, it's really hard to have a bad foliage year in New England, and I think even those areas are going to be beautiful. This year, we have a bit of an El Nino pattern that should extend our season. So things progressing about on time in the northern areas and a bit late in the south, really extending a nice fall foliage season.
While weather patterns throughout the year have been favorable for the emergence of color, Hallman says it's a bit early to determine which species will produce the brightest leaves and when that will happen.
Red maple will start turning somewhat early if they're in wetter areas or higher elevations or more northern latitudes. What we've seen from those few trees that have started changing color is that color looks great. Some sugar maples have been impacted by some fungal diseases. Some of the sugar maples that have these fungal issues going on might be a little more muted this year, but it's not a widespread statewide issue that would be affecting all maples.
This year, Vermont saw no outbreaks of insects or invasives that defoliate trees, so most trees are expected to present brilliant colors. Salgi is concerned about beech leaf disease, which is spreading across New England.
It's spread by the wind. It's a microscopic nematode that seems to be cold tolerant in all but the coldest regions, and it's just really wreaked havoc region-wide.
Salgi says it has been one of the most rapid expansions of an invasive in New England's forests.
The beeches have a yellow-orange hue that really hangs on late in the year. So people who are missing peak and coming late often see a lingering golden glow to the forest. And we're really worried that that's going to be a thing of the past with this new disease.
Beech trees are a significant component of Vermont's northern hardwood forest. Hallman says the disease was first detected in southern counties of Vermont in 2023, and they have not yet seen a decline in beech tree health.
So So not really expecting to see much issue with fall color with beech trees in Vermont related to beech leaf disease this year. As it progresses, we might start seeing more stress on those beech trees. And when beech trees get stressed, they really light up. It's almost like a lemon yellow color, although not a really good thing for the trees whatsoever. It is a pretty striking color that you'll see on the landscape.
It's typically mid to late September when widespread foliage colors emerge, with peak color occurring in early October. In Plattsburgh, I'm Pat Bradley for the New York Public News Network.
For the latest from around Long Island Sound, listen to us on the radio, online, with our free app, and tune in right here to the After All Things podcast every weekday evening. If you haven't yet, check out our brand new merch shop over at WSHU.org. Just click on shop to find tees, tanks, mugs, hats, and so much more. I'm Sabrina Garone. Thank you for listening. I'll be back with you tomorrow.